How'd you keep warm?
My quilts.
Quilts.
Uh-huh. In the wintertime, we had as many as 6, 7, and 8 on us.
Is that right?
You couldn't turn over once you got in bed.
And how about, did you have something to cover the sheets in the summer?
Yes, we had. They were called counter pins. I think the correct spelling is counter pane, P-A-N-E, but we called them counter pins.
But that's what I'm interested in.
Yes.
These words are often spelled differently, you know, from the way they were pronounced. So
well, that's what they were called.
I appreciate your...
They were usually white, and well, I think, in fact, they were always white. I don't think there were any colored ones back then, but they were always white, and they were woven in different textures.
Oh, I see.
Kind of a raised pattern-like effect.
It was an ornament then.
Uh-huh, yes, it was.
And
the beds had a lot of them. I don't know whether we had or not, but I know his mother had them. The big pillows with the big ruffles, and you didn't sleep on those pillows, had big ruffles around them, and they were laid off to one side at night.
I see.
You slept on some more. And the next morning, then, when you made up the bed, these pillars then were stood up, kind of an ornament across the top.
Did you ever hear?
You lay one down and then stand one up.
Uh-huh. And they were starched and ironed.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear of a pillow sham?
Yes.
Is that what
I guess
are?
That's what you'd call.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a pillow slip, because I guess you sewed it on there because you didn't sleep on it, and it didn't have to be changed as often as a pillow slip would.
The only shams that I've seen were very thin. They didn't look as if they were real pillows. Well, they were about so big.
That's why they were called shams, what they
were. They were placed up.
Yes.
They were decorated and pretty large, in fact, more square than pillow.
And I can remember his mother after I got in the family. Oh, now that bed had to be made just right. It was a feather bed. And she would even, after she got it all smooth as well as she could smooth it with her hand, she'd go get her broom and take her broomstick and smooth that bed. It had,
right?
And she didn't allow any sitting on that bed in the daytime.
I see. Oh, it must have been a source of real pride.
It was.
And how about bolsters? Did you ever?
Yes,
have
we had bolsters.
Solid, when were they used, and when were?
Well, now I think my mother and daddy had the bolsters on their bed.
And that's just a solid.
That's just a big one long.
She just kept it, and if she made up the bed, she put the bolster on it in the daytime. We didn't sleep on the bolster.
Oh, I see. Were they made out of feathers?
Uh huh.
Were they
made out?
Mm-hmm. And if somebody, when you were children, some other children would come to stay. Too many of them, you didn't have a bed for them. Where would they sleep?
We made pallets on the floor.
The floor.
You wore that word pallet, didn't you?
Yes, that's right.
Either the floor of the bed. We slept some at the head of the bed, some at the foot of the bed.
Oh, I see. Just pile of bed.
Yeah.
What was the pallet made out of? Or how would that
well,
be?
Sometimes we had an extra feather bed stored away somewhere. And my mother would bring that down, put it on the floor, and put quilts all over it then. But then a lot of times it was just several quilts spread out.
Mm-hmm. And the kitchen, let's see, you had...
Our kitchen was, I guess you'd say, our family room. We had the fireplace in there, and had the big table in the center where we ate.
Mm-hmm.
The dining room was reserved for company.
I see, like the parlor.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a room, or do you remember anybody having a room called the big room, where the whole family might?
Well, now I guess you'd say our sitting room was our big room, because when we weren't in the kitchen, we was in the sitting room.
I see. Mm-hmm.